jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Coming up next is the NOLA Players from the album Christmas Time in New Orleans. We're going to listen to the track Go Tell It on the Mountain, followed by Frank Sinatra from his album The Christmas Collection. We're going to listen to the track The Christmas Waltz.
Thank you. window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas. May your New Year's dreams come true. In this song of mine, in three-quarter time, wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Welcome to the holiday edition of Modern Jazz Today.
You can learn more about us and those artists at www.modernjazztoday.com. Coming up next, it's time for a double shot.
We're going to deck the halls with those classic favorites. Up first, the Capitol Bones Big Band. The album's titled A Stan Kenton Christmas. And we'll check into My Favorite Things. Then Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. The album's called Big Band Holidays 2. We'll check into It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizewitz, and this is Climate Connections. A program in New York City is helping train people for jobs in energy efficiency and changing their lives.
It gives people hope, and it gives people opportunity that they might not feel like they had.
Munir Smith graduated from the nonprofit Stacks and Jules Building Automation Training Program. It's run in partnership with Henry Street Settlement, a social service agency on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Trainees learn how to install and operate technology that automates a building's lights and HVAC equipment, which can save a lot of energy. Michael Conway, co-founder of Stacks and Jules, says the program goes beyond teaching skills. It also provides comprehensive support to students, some of whom struggle with poverty or homelessness.
If housing comes up, there's access to support there. If there's food or nutritional requirements, if there's transportation, if they need eyeglasses, if they need, you know, clothes that are appropriate for interviews.
So by helping trainees overcome barriers, the program provides a path to well-paying careers in energy efficiency.
And so, you know, I'm always looking at my classmates achieve great things. So it's a proud fraternity to be in.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
George Garcia loves making things. For several years, he worked at the Chicago Public Library Maker Lab, helping people learn to build their own creations.
When I got curious about birds, it was around technology at first. There was this tool that I used called the Finch Robot. With the Finch robot, I was teaching teachers how to teach kids how to code.
George could program the little bird-shaped bot to sing, light up, or drive along a path. And that got him thinking about a new kind of challenge.
I knew that a finch was a bird, but I didn't know what kind of bird it was. And so I got curious to know if I could find a finch around my neighborhood.
George did indeed find finches, as well as a welcoming community of bird enthusiasts.
It was around this time that I was thinking about how I could use my skills in helping people make things and create a space where people can explore how they can promote healthier environments and richer biodiversity.
Today, that space is the Windy City Bird Lab, a community science group he founded that's inventing new tools to study urban birds.
At our core, our mission is to bring awareness to birds in Chicago using technology, but also bringing together these folks with different skill sets to be able to create new ways of advocating for birds.
Learn more about George's new tech creations for bird conservation in the latest season of Bring Birds Back, available in your favorite podcast app. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
Studio 6, CGSS video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
So, who are you?
That's a dumb question. We're necking.
It's a
lucky
question.
We're
man.
Engineer who's with impactful and inspiring artists.
We weren't very good at keeping it a secret.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.